the news.
More than 100 people, including dozens of civilians, were killed in Tajikistan and homes, schools and markets destroyed during cross-border clashes in September. Earlier in May, after months of targeted repression by the central government, long-standing tensions in the eastern Gorno-Badakhshan Autonomous Region, GBAO, between the authorities and the Pamiris, a small and unrecognized ethnic minority of the Ismaili Islamic Shia community, flared into renewed protests. These protests were brutally suppressed by the authorities, who launched an anti-terrorist operation on May 18, during which dozens of Pamiris were killed over several weeks. More than 200 people were arrested. Prominent activists, informal local leaders, poets, religious leaders and journalists were subjected to arbitrary arrests. Several prominent members of the Pamiri diaspora in Russia were abducted before eventually resurfacing in detention in Tajikistan. By the end of the year, most of those arrested had been sentenced to long prison terms in unfair trials, usually for being accused of belonging to criminal organizations and attempting to overthrow the constitutional order. The crackdown on influential Pamiri figures, local leaders and activists was accompanied by a broader attack on Pamiri cultural heritage. Following the May to June riots, authorities shut down and confiscated the property of several local organizations associated with the Aga Khan Development Network that worked in the fields of education, economic development, and religious instruction.